Some Herons. A blue preacher flew toward the swamp in slow motion. On the leafy banks, an old Chinese poet, hunched in the white gown of his wings, was waiting. The water was the kind of dark silk that has silver lines shot through it when it is touched by the wind, or is splashed upward in a small, quick flower by the life beneath it. The preacher made his difficult landing, his skirts up around his knees. The poet's eyes flared, just as a poet's eyes are said to do when the poet is awakened from the forest of meditation. It was summer. It was only a few moments past the sun's rising, which meant that the whole long, sweet day lay before them. They greeted each other, rumpling their gowns for an instant and then smoothing them. They entered the water, and instantly two more herons, equally as beautiful, joined them and stood just beneath them in the black, polished water, where they fished all day. Wild geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Beans. They're not like peaches or squash. Plumpness isn't for them. They like being lean as if for the narrow path. The beans themselves sit quietly inside their green pods. Instinctively, one picks with care, never tearing down the fine vine, never not noticing their crisp bodies or feeling their willingness for the pot, for the fire. I have thought sometimes that something, I can't name it, watches as I walk the rows, accepting the gift of their lives to assist mine. I know what you think. This is foolishness. They're only vegetables. Even the blossoms with which they begin are small and pale, hardly significant. Our hands or minds, our feet, hold more intelligence. With this, I have no quarrel. But what about virtue? The swan. Across the wide waters, something comes floating, a slim and delicate ship filled with white flowers, and it moves on its miraculous muscles as though time didn't exist, as though bringing such gifts to the dry shore was a happiness almost beyond bearing. And now it turns its dark eyes. It rearranges the clouds of its wings. It trails an elaborate webbed foot, the color of charcoal. Soon it will be here. Oh, what shall I do when that poppy-colored beak rests in my hand? Said Mrs. Blake of the poet, I miss